Webster Hall. I had quite a bit of years. They used to love it. The women loved Webster Hall because they gave, they used to make them cream chicken, and they ate it.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it was working again. I've learned if you don't test it periodically, you can lose everything.
You know, Judy, some of the women asked me, why don't you ever have the cream chicken anymore?
So sponsors and contributors has been over 50 years.
Over 50.
Over 50 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Over 50. I was, let's see, when we built our home on Beacon, I told you that gorgeous home. We sold it in 48. We moved into it in 30. And that's when I became interested in Hinojosa. Because that was when Linda, we lived there a couple of years, I think, when Linda
Irma Lindheim
told you came. Irma Lindheim was her name.
When you sold the house, the big house, where did you move?
We lived in an apartment, in Cayman's apartment, for 9 years until we went to this one I live in now. It was quite a contrast. I have a nice apartment now.
Yes, you do.
Much less work than the big home was, Judy. I always had two and a half and a chauffeur. But I had to because it was a tremendous home. Beautiful place.
Can you tell me anything about what the Jewish community was like here in the 1930s?
They were natural, Judy. There was nothing exciting about it, you know. I don't think that they were organization-minded at any time too much. And even the Hadassah, you know, the women that started Hadassah, I remember one donor, I was the treasurer. One donor was Sadie Levine, was the donor, I mean the president at the time. And she, we had maybe 75 women at the most, $5 a donor in those days.
Before, in the 1930s, before World War II, do you think the Jewish community was aware of itself as a Jewish community?
I think they were aware of it, and particularly when Israel was became a state there. I think they were more excited in those at that time than any other time. I myself was excited about it.
When did you go to Israel?
Right away.
In 1948?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you been there?
Oh, I wasn't there only once with my husband. My husband was there twice. He went without me once. I couldn't go. And then the second time we went together. And I loved it.
Was that 1948 when you went?
No, it was later than that. It was 63, dear.
1963 is when you went?
Yeah. I still have my passport, my lot of literature, you know, that I had to have.
When you moved from Braddock to Pittsburgh, did you join a congregation?
Yes, we joined Metzola. Later, when the children got old enough to go to Sunday school, we became members of the temple, the Rosh Hashanah, and I sent the children to Sunday school there. And I've been a member ever since. And I didn't resign from Metzola. I pay my dues, dear. But I have always been a temple because I like it better. I mean, I understand it and I like it better. And the children enjoyed it. They loved going to the Sunday school. They all went.
Of course,
Milton didn't go. He was bar mitzvah, so he didn't go to Sunday school. But the rest all went to Eden and Ruthie and Betty.
Did they go to the public schools or the private schools here in the city?
I never sent my children to private schools. They always went to public schools. I think they went more to public schools than the private schools.
Did they go to Auburn?
I could have sent them, but I didn't think it was necessary.
Did they go to Alderdice?
Yeah. All went to Alderdice.
And two of them have remained in the city. Your two girls still live in the city.
Yeah, in the city. And I told you I lost my daughter, Anita. She lived here, too.
Can you tell me any recollections about some of the women in the organizations that you worked with? Myrtle Fisher or Molly Lyon or anybody
all
that...
All of those I worked with. They were all the presidents were my dear friends, and we were very close in the organization.
But you never
became
president?
I mean, we worked very hard for all the for Hadassah.
But you never became president?
I didn't want to. I didn't have the time. We went to Florida every winter, Judy. And unless you stick around, honey, if you're a president, you've got to. And I knew that I couldn't do it the right way, and I didn't take it. They wanted me to become president several times. I refused them. I didn't. I said if I couldn't do it right, I didn't want to do it.
Did you?
What's worth doing to me is worth doing the right way.
Right. And Hadassah was your main interest. Did you ever do anything with the National Council? Jewish?
Yeah, I became a member and I always gave their contributions. I do to this day, dear. And if they had something special and they needed money, they always got it from me. But I was, I never worked for any of them. But I was interested in all of them, for that matter. I think they all do a nice piece of work. Ladies' Hospital, they do a nice piece of work also. But I stuck to. I said that if you want to do it right, just do it the right way, and I stuck to Hadassah.
When you went to Israel, what was of particular interest to you when you were there?
Well, it impressed me in every way, Judy. I thought it was a wonderful little place. And really, I jumped around, you know, I was already in my 60s, I think, because we went in 63. And I ran around like a young girl. I couldn't imagine that they could, you know, start a little state like that, you know, so wonderful. It impressed me greatly. I really enjoyed it. My husband was there twice. The first time he went with a crowd of people. Unexpectedly, you know, they had room for one person, so he took it, and I didn't go with him. But then in 63, we both went. And we were there about 4 weeks.
What do you think about the Jewish community here in Pittsburgh now? Are you pleased with it?
I think they're all doing as well as can be expected, honey. Every organization tries to do, I think, their best.
In your daily life now, I know that your eyes have been bothering.
My eyes are bothering me. I can hardly see.
But before they got bad, what kinds of things did you read that kept you so current?
I read everything that came along. Whatever literature came to me, I read. I loved it.
And I know you read the papers.
My morning paper. Now I can't read it. Mary has a good time with it.
How is Mary?
She's fine here. She works for Ruthie every Tuesday. She's here today. I've had her 35 years here.
That's amazing.
There's a lot of amazing things that I did. Judy, that nobody ever knew.
How would you like to be remembered?
Just as a good person, that's all. I mean, I say if you're good to people and do the right thing, honey, when people need you, and that's what I did. Anybody needed me, honey, I was there. I always believed in helping the ones that had less than I did.
I know that you've been very active in the Jewish community. Were you active at all in the general community, the non-Jewish community?
Well, they're not Jewish, honey. There's a lot of literature that I get from the hospitals and all, and I send them a little money, all, most of them, you know. I don't go overboard, honey, because they don't do it for us. But I you know, stick to the ones that, like, the, a lot of the organizations, honey, that mail me letters and send letters to me that I send money to.
Have you ever gone to a national Hadassah convention?
I have never gone, yes. We went to Atlantic City once, I went.
Do you know when that was? Approximately?
See, if you look it up, you could find what year it was in, dear, that they were in Atlantic City. And that's when I went with my sister and a friend of mine. The three of us. And I enjoyed it, honey, but I never could go because just at the time my husband was ready to go to Florida or whatever, you know, so I always had to go to Florida. So I never went to the national conferences. But I went to the one. But I attended the ones that we had in Pittsburgh here, you know.
Yes. In 1962, there was one.
The first one, I think I had a luncheon for some of the officers, you know, in my home.
In 1962, Golda Meir came for the Hadassah Convention here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I had, if I'm not mistaken, I had her in my home for breakfast, honey. I had Epstein.
Judith Epstein?
Judy Epstein was in my home for breakfast.
She is still very active.
In the, is she still active, dear? She was in the apartment I live in now, dear. I had her for breakfast. She came early, and I had her brought right to my house. We had breakfast, then we went to the luncheon.
Do you think that the life of Jewish women has changed greatly during your lifetime?
Well, I don't think, Judy, that they're as energetic as they used to be in the community. I think it's more social with them today than it is, you know, the organization work. That's my impression. I may be wrong, honey, but that's the way I'm impressed, you know. They don't work like they used to work for the organizations, you know.
You were a businesswoman.
Yes,
when there
I
were
was
not
in
many
business until my son was born. I was in business with my husband right off. We started together. And then when I was ready to have my child, I quit. Then I used to go, afterwards, I used to go to balance the books every month.
But you didn't work after you had
children? No.
Did you miss it?
I missed it in a way, but I had plenty to do at home. I was very active with with my child, you know. He would sleep outdoors. He was born in September. I had him sleeping outdoors every day. I was very good to the raising my children. I gave them a lot of time and attention.
When they grew up,
but I lost my child, Judy. I thought I lost everything. I never got over it.
When they grew up, did you ever go back to work in the business regularly?
Well, I'd go to meetings occasionally, but I really didn't. I mean, I did my share for Hadassah every year, you know, with the sponsors and contributors. But I started it, and I kept that up every year. But I didn't really go to every meeting anymore because I was very attentive to the family. I thought the family came first. And I don't regret it, Judy. I have wonderful children.
Did you donate the building that Hillel is in?
What did?
There's a plaque on the Hillel building.
Yeah.
And did the school used to meet in there in your building?
Abe gave a contribution, a big contribution to you. What was it that they raised money for something now?
Their high school, maybe?
Yes, and he gave them a lot of money. And he put up a big sign, and I had that big sign taken off. I didn't like it. I mean, you see, I don't like that publicity. And I had the name put in a smaller frame and put it inside of the building. I don't go for a lot of publicity like that. I think I do a lot of things that nobody knows what I do.
Want to tell me about
it? I'd rather have it that way.
What was Pittsburgh like? Or can you tell me what Pittsburgh was like when this was really a steel city?
Well, it was very prosperous. The steelwork, in fact, I think was much greater years ago than it is today, because there's a lot of competition now. You know, there are a lot of other cities that are manufacturing steel, and a lot of other countries that are manufacturing steel. But there was a time, honey, that in Pittsburgh, it was the greatest steel city in the country, but not anymore. They have plenty of competition today here.
Was it true that the city was very smoky and very dirty?
Oh, yes, it was dirty and full of smoke all the time. And they finally worked at it and did away with the smoke and cleaned it up. And it's really much better.
Was it hard to keep house when it was dirty?
It was hard because you always got the soot, you know. When it was windy or something, you know, you could sometimes feel it on your face even. It was filthy that way, you know. But people got along just the same, you know. They worked hard, and I don't think any of them knew the difference. And I didn't happen much because I always had, I told you we built that gorgeous home, honey. I had plenty of help. I had two maids and a chauffeur, and my place was spotless. It was clean and nice. And you go through a lot of these subjects, you know, that are not so pleasant. You live through it, that's all. Listen, there was nothing harder, Judy, than working, than opening a big store, a three-story big building with the little money we had, with $1,000, and made a wonderful success. This is what's... was something to talk about. And what did it, Judy, was hard work. We used to keep open some nights, you know, just to get, if we had an appointment with a customer, we were so lucky. And made a wonderful success because we worked hard. Takes hard work to make it success.
What do you think of Braddock now? Braddock is so
changed. Oh, it isn't. It's not the same town, honey. We actually made the town, honey. On paydays, you see the people. I mean, the nights were full of people. The evening of the payments, to make their payments in all the stores. Not only in our store, but there were all plenty of stores that had the same kind of,
policy.
Yes. That we had, and the town would be full of people, and they would get a lot of money, believe me, they did.
Are there other Jewish families that were prominent in Braddock when you were there?
There were quite a number that gave up afterwards, dear, you know. They were retired, and that had made a success and made money in Braddock. It was a wonderful, prosperous town, dear, wonderful at one time. When the Westinghouse was working, you know, that was wonderful. When they closed down, Braddock wasn't the same.
When's the last time you were in Braddock?
Well, I can't even remember. I haven't been there for some time. I think one of my grandsons came, and he said, you know, Nan, I have never been to see the store where you were in business. Well, it's not the same store. They transferred, I don't know what they did to it. And I took them down, and I took them to the Moody Street where we lived, showed them the place where we lived, and showed them the store, but it wasn't the same store. They ruined it altogether. But it's not the same town here. The town isn't prosperous. It hasn't been for years because of the mills, you know, Westinghouse going down, and all the mills. We had the steel mills. We had Westinghouse to draw from. We had another mill in Wilmington. All of those places were all, you know, benefited by those towns.
Did you ever get interested in politics or in any particular candidates?
I don't even know, Judy, whether they remember. They remember the Orgel. I tell you what happened. You know, a few years ago, I was written up in the paper. Mm-hmm. If you remember seeing it, I don't know. It was
for
a
your 90th birthday.
And a lot of the people recognized the name Oringer, see? And they wrote me and called me and told me that they still have the furniture they bought in our place. It was really a revelation, but it was nice hearing from loads of people, letters I got, and the calls. We read your article. See, they recognized the name. And they bought the furniture. We still have the furniture we bought for Miss Oregon. It was something, you know. Then the second write-up, I think, was a couple of years later. It was also nice, but it wasn't near as exciting as the first one.
Is there any rabbi that you ever had a special relationship with?
No, we had the rabbi in Braddock that married us there. What was his name, sweetheart? I forgot his name. He was a nice guy. He was a nice rabbi. I don't know. They caught him smoking on Shabbos. Some members saw he was a great smoker, I guess, and he couldn't resist it, so they caught him smoking a cigarette. And don't you think they fired him?
Really?
And he was a nice gentleman, a nice guy. Well, I guess they figured that he had the right to do it. But I guess when you're addicted to something, you don't think of what it's going to cause.
When you joined Beth Shalom, do you remember who the rabbi was?
I don't remember his name. He was there quite a number of years here when we joined.
Rabbi Moseson, maybe?
Could have been he, dear. He was there
Rabbi
for
Rose?
Some time. No, Rabbi Rose was the rabbi. And he was there for years here.
When you joined Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Friedman.
I started Sherwood Sunday School, and I joined the Rabbi Shalom. And I liked it better because I understood what I was reading, what I heard in English, you know. So I quit the Beth Shalom completely. We didn't resign, honey. I've been paying my dues, but I'm not a member. I became a member of the Beth Shalom, and I liked it much better.
Did you ever go to...
I liked the services better, honey. I understood it, and I knew
sure.
what I was saying and what was said to me, you know.
Did you ever go to Rabbi Freehoff's book reviews?
Oh, yes. I attended every one of them, honey. Every one that he reviewed, I went to hear. And he's a great guy. I loved his sermon always, enjoyed his sermon. And then we had
yes.
another one after, what was it, what's his name that's here now?
Rabbi Jacobs.
Jacobs. I think there was one before that. After Friel.
Yes.
Resigned. Maybe it was Jacobs. Jacobs. I like Jacobs too.
Rabbi Silver, mother?
He was criticized an awful lot in Judy at first. And I said, give the man a chance. He'll be wonderful. You know, he was new and maybe even a little nervous, you know. So they finally did give him a chance, and he made a wonderful rabbi. He's very lovely.
Rabbi Silver, were you thinking of him?
Well, he's the assistant.
Right. Did you?
He's very nice.
Do you go to services there now?
I haven't been to the services since I have been feeling good. I don't do it. I can't walk the distance. I used to walk always, you know, walk back. And I don't like to impose on anybody stopping for me, and so I don't go. So I say my prayers at home. I prayed plenty in my life. See? And did I give you the envelope? Yeah. I wondered because I thought I left them on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember the one I had in my purse too dear. I forgot to give it to you the night we were out for dinner. See, that was what I had it for you. So I got the two together today.
Great.
And you're going to have a nice trip, sweetheart. Nice to look forward to.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Especially when Mother and Dad are going too.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do you want something to? You have something.
I have
do you something. Want something new to drink? Want some juice or something? Little juice.
I don't. Judy, do you
Judy
like?
Has
I have
tea.
Iced tea.
Oh, Judy's drinking iced tea. I don't care if anything's
no.
back to drink.
I'm gonna go get a little more.
Judy, how are you doing with the Hadassah?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Good.